Jesus says, about, he said concerning the meats that, the things that go into the man aren't what defile him. It's that which comes out. Nothing going into a man defiles him. It's that which comes out of the man. Evil works, sin, that defiles a man. Food doesn't really defile you. This is the law of Christ. According to the law of the Old Testament, oh yes, the things you ate defiled you. But Jesus was changing things. He was changing the law. He was a new lawgiver, giving a new and more perfect law. So now I have to focus on the things that come out of me. But not on the things I put in. Not in the sense of like, I can't eat pork or I can't eat snake or whatever. I don't eat much pork because pork is a little excessive. I mean, what I'm saying is like, let's say it's wrong for a Christian to take a big old plate of bacon and a big old plate of sausages, a big old brats, and have, I'm going to have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hot dogs or whatever. I mean, eating all this food, gluttony, pigging out is wrong. And that is not something that goes into you. It's what's coming out of you. It is your greediness and your gluttony that is coming out of you, that you are displaying for people to see. That is sin. But it's not the actual food that you're eating. The kind of food. The kind of food doesn't matter. It's how you eat it, with thanksgiving and in temperance. Those which believe and know the truth know. Every creature of God is good and in nothing to be refused if be received with thanksgiving. And to be refused, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to cook all these things. I'm going to go outside and kill my dog and eat it. Right? I don't have to eat it. But let's say I go to a foreign country, I'm trying to preach the gospel, and someone puts a plate of dog in front of me. I should eat the dog. I don't have to pig out on it, obviously. And I'd probably have a problem with that since I'm kind of I have a sensitive stomach. It's an infirmity of my flesh. Not sensitive to things like hot and spicy, but maybe to like exotic things. If I know it's, if they don't tell me it's dog, it'll be easier for me to get down. Let me put it that way. If I don't know it's dog, I think I could eat it no problem. Yeah, just don't tell me what you're giving me, because I don't care. I'm better off not knowing. But the point is it's nothing. Look, if he had every creature of God is good. Now that's pretty. That's pretty broad there. Every creature. Every creation. Now, as every creation of God. Now, you can take that verse out of context. Every creation of God is good. Even the wicked are good. I mean, there is a sense in which they are good. They're good for purpose. Now, the scriptures also say there's none good but God. I just think it's interesting when you look at things and you think of the ways in which they could be taken out of context. That's why context is important. And that's why all the different scriptures, as they relate to each other, are important. So we understand these things. The things in Christianity that go out of you are what defile you. The foods you eat, it's not so important. Except that you don't be an intemperate person. We need to be temperate in the way we are with food. That's important. But as far as the actual what it is, he's eating snake. I don't know why I keep saying snake. He's eating gator. Or he's eating pork. Pork's always the big one. Pork or shellfish. God forbid. Clams. I had clams once. Oh. Raw clams. Yuck. I'm not an exotic food guy. I mean, I like simple stuff. I like lean meat. That's just my personal taste, okay? But I always try to, whatever someone puts in front of me, even if it's disgusting, I try to get it down. Just so I don't, why insult people for that? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm a picky eater. I mean, but if I go to some stranger's house and they set before me something that, I don't know how many, my wife is a great cook, and in some ways I've kind of made her that because I've been very demanding. But I think of, like, sometimes I have a running joke within myself about other women's cooking. A lot of it I'm really not very fond of. And a lot of it grosses me out. You know, and I don't want to eat it, but sometimes I just choke it down for politeness sake. That's something. Sometimes that's what you do. Because it's polite. It's very rude. A Christian should never be like, you know, imagine you, some foreigners invite you over and they have some exotic meat on the table. You're like, ew, what is this? I can't eat this. Does this have pork in it? Does this have shellfish? You know how you make Christ look? Oh, I can't do that. You want them to think Christ is a bunch of rules and regulations? Like, that's not Christ. What about faith? Just eat the food. Get to the issue of righteousness, godliness. I mean, ultimately speaking, God doesn't eat. God doesn't eat. You want to be really godly, just fast. Verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. I like that. We are nourished up. Notice the idea of eating, and now he talks about being nourished. You know, which means literally to make fat. Made fat with what? Not with food. And that's the subtle subtext here. Don't be caught up in those foods and marrying. You know. But don't be fat with pleasure. Or fat with food. But be fat with words of faith. That's what I try to impart when I teach. Is that's why I try to take. You know. That's why I put such great emphasis on the things we are to have faith in. That gospel of the good things that God has intended that we should have as Christians, that people are robbing you of by lying to you and speaking words in hypocrisy which are not true. Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, faith. Now that's what you want to set your table with. Those are the things you want to get fat on. I want to be fat with good doctrine and words of faith. Verse 7, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. You know, you turn away, don't turn up your nose at that dog sandwich. Turn your nose up at profane and old wives. Well, what is old wives? Let me check that. Redodes, it's like old woman. Old women's fables, 1:4. Fables is fiction, mythos, mythology, not just like the classical mythology. Okay.